Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, interest rates fall for the eighth week running, but marginally as government registers 11% oversubscription over the ambitious target of 6.26 billion cedis. Also, government statistician Professor Samuel Kwabinenim advises government to use month-on-month inflation to assess impact of fiscal policies needed to help monetary policies to stabilize prices. Also, more banks and financial institutions are accepting movable and cash-backed assets as collateral for credits, a move expected to deal with high loan default. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwab. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening at on KTU Radio at Koforidua. First up, interest rates have fallen for the eighth week running, but marginally. According to the results of Treasury bills auctioned by the Bank of Ghana, the government recorded 11% oversubscription over the ambitious target of 6.26 billion cedis. Here's more in this report.
The yields on the T-bills continue to ease in line with most analyst forecasts. According to the auction results, the rate on the 91-day bill went down by 70 basis points to 27.82%. That of the 182-day bill, however, remained unchanged at 29.74%. However, the 364-day bill dropped to 30.29% from the previous 30.89%. Meanwhile, the government accepted all bids submitted worth 6.97 billion cedis, about 3.41 billion cedis, representing 48.94%, came from the 91-day bill. All the bids were accepted. The 182-day bill also received bids worth 1.813 billion cedis, with the uptake being the same. About 1.74 billion cedis were tendered for the one-year bill. All the bids were accepted.
Government statistician Professor Samuel Kwabinenim has advised the government to measure the impact of its fiscal policies on price stability by looking at the month-on-month inflation. He is of the view that the month-on-month inflation provides a better assessment of fiscal policies that are needed to help the monetary policy tools of the Bank of Ghana to stabilize prices.
And if you have a very volatile month-on-month inflation, it currently tells you that there are a lot of shocks to the system, there isn't much resilience, so the little shock to the system, you see the economy changing in terms of its key parameters. So ideally, if you want to think about how to address inflation, you need to keep an eye on the extent to which you can have some stability in your month-on-month inflation. Because month-on-month easily tells you that within the calendar year, what is it that you are doing and how is it having an effect on month-on-month inflation? Because the year-on-year inflation is that you take what is happening now and say, last year, right, what was the situation? But in between, if your policies are making an impact, then you need to continue to see some stability in your month-on-month inflation.
You heard government statistician Professor Samuel Kwabinenim. Now, more banks and financial institutions are now accepting movable and cash-backed assets as collateral for loans based on the fourth quarter collateral registry report released by the Bank of Ghana. Here's George Yaffe with more.
Immovable assets like land and buildings in the past had been traditionally sought after by commercial banks as one of the main sources used as collateral for loans in the country. But it appears this is changing. The Bank of Ghana Collateral Registry report over the past 2 years has confirmed this trend. For instance, in the fourth quarter of 2023, the Collateral Registry report showed that almost 70% of assets submitted as collateral for loans can be classified as assets backed by cash. Even vehicles and other movable assets didn't come up as a major priority for the commercial banks. Some of the commercial banks say they are going this way because it has become very difficult to possess these immovable assets. In the fourth quarter of 2023, almost 6 billion Ghana cedis were disbursed by the commercial banks and other financial institutions. Some of the commercial banks have told Joy Business that they believe this might go a long way to help them recover their loans a move that would deal with the high default rate and help them to reduce the cost of credit in the country. This is because the high default rate finds its way in the pricing of new loans for borrowers.
George Afe with that report. Managing Director of Enterprise Insurance Akosua Asantiri is calling on industry players to push for more innovative initiatives to spur growth in the sector. According to her, this is key to drive growth within the insurance space. Speaking to Joy Business at the company's centenary anniversary Thanksgiving service, she reiterated the need to increase insurance penetration.
You can't continue to do the same. We are also looking at innovation. I mean, you can't continue to do the same things that we were doing in the past. What worked for us in the past 100 years will not work for us as we go forward. And so innovation will also be one of the hallmark of success as we look into the future.
Akosua Asantiri, Managing Director of Enterprise Life Insurance. Chief Executive Office of the National Petroleum Authority, Dr. Mustafa Abdul Hamid, has maintained that Ghana has the cleanest petroleum products and standards in the region. This is coming at a time that some energy think tanks have questioned the quality of products sold on the market and approved by the National Petroleum Authority. But speaking at an energy show in Cairo, Egypt, Dr. Abdul Hamid said Ghana has come very far with standards and will not drop the bar.
Since 2010, there's been this huge public force that compels the government to adhere to decarbonization objectives and so on. So that compelled the National Petroleum Authority in Ghana, for example, in 2015, to reduce our sulfur content in our fuels from factories around the West Africa region. In some countries around West Africa, we have between 1,500 to 3,000 ppm. But in Ghana, we do 50 ppm. And that's about the cleanest that you can find in the entire West Africa region.
You heard Dr. Mustafa Abdul Hamid, his Chief Executive Officer of the National Petroleum Authority. Now, Unilever Ghana PLC, producer of Pepsodent, has announced the introduction of its innovative product, Pepsodent Charcoal Toothpaste. Speaking to Joy Business at the launch, Category Manager for Oral Care at Unilever, Vera Boidu, reiterated the company's commitment to providing products that meet the ever-changing needs of consumers.
For us at Unilever, our job is always to meet the ever-changing needs of the consumer. We try our best to exceed their expectations, as always. And for us, we engage them, we talk to them, they give us feedback on the products, what more we could have done better, what more we could do to meet their ever-changing needs. And that's what we did with this Pepsodent charcoal. We listened to their feedback, we took it in, went back to our labs, reformulated, and have come back with a better product containing more charcoal for the whitening, which they have asked for, containing zinc in addition to the lemon to give them the fresh breath which they want, and then containing the fluoride at a maximum level for the strong teeth, which our consumers have known Pepsodent to stand for. So all of this make our new mix one of the best products on the market.
Vera Boidu is Category Manager for Oral Care at Unilever Ghana PLC. Now let's turn to the stock markets. Let's hear from Grace Munayun of Data Bank Research on how your investments will fare this week on the Ghana Stock Exchange.
The stock markets registered 5 price movers last week, consisting of 4 gainers and a laggard. Access Bank, Das Pharma, New Gold and Farm Milk were the advances, while Ecobank Transnational Incorporation closed as the sole laggard. The bank's decline drove the market indices lower, with the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index losing marginally to a year-to-date gain of 1.76%, while the Data Bank Stock Index lowered by 0.11% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 1.42%. Aggregate turnover totaled 871,018 Ghana cedis from the exchange of 733,867 shares across